Hello people, this is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about bacteria and pollution. Now, bacteria can clean up pollution in many ways, and different types of bacteria slash fungi, well, nature in general. There's a particular mushroom that eats plastic. And I've been advocating, add that some to your trash every week. And when your trash goes off to the landfill will slowly be cleaned up by the mycelial network of all the mushroom going in digesting plastic. Now, there's a lot of different types of plastic. And I don't know how many types this particular mushroom will eat. But over time, it'll mutate and eat more and more types. So eventually, landfills will get, well, clean. And now let's say one landfill has a particular type of mushroom in it, and that mushroom mutates and eats more and more types of plastic and styrofoam and whatnot. And you go around to different landfills and checking and find, oh, look, this particular type of mushroom is even eating more types of plastic. Then you can take samples of that, drill into as many other landfills as you can find, and drop that in there, and that one will spread, and more, and on down. We can solve that problem. Now, there's other toxic spills all over the world, so many different chemicals. And in those toxic spill areas, there's plant life and bacteria and mushrooms and fungi, etc. And you go and sample, and you'll find in one of those sites, there's a something growing that eats that toxic whatever it is. And then you can take that, because it might only exist in one small area of this entire huge spill. And you can take small samples of that, spread it over that whole spill area. And as it grows, monitor a little bit, find where it grows the best. Take that samples and every other toxic spill that's of the same chemical or a similar chemical, you take around the world and put that in the soil so it can clean up that also. And you can do this time and time again all over the world. And I'm willing to believe there's with somebody who's good at talking with people, who's good at raising money for charities, you can start up a charity that goes around cleaning up toxic spills with, instead of having to burn everything and run it through another chemical process, let's just use nature to fix the problem. And you get some funding, get people to fund you. You can make a nice, you know, coin on that and go around the world. Yay, you get to travel the world and do these samples and find the most toxic areas and find the best way to accumulate this toxicity and eliminate it from the environment. Now, of course, let's say you've got a flower that grows in that area, takes all the toxins and puts it in the bulb. You just collect up the bulbs then, and you're cleaning up the area. But those that can process it and turn it into, well, regular biological matter that's non-toxic, that'd be best. But there's so many different ways of doing it with so many different things. I like the mushroom idea, but regular bacteria, much easier to transport, etc. So let's get this ball rolling. I encourage you mad scientists out there to encourage someone else to do the schmoozing, getting the donations, showing that it works. There is a toxic waste spell, I believe, in Japan, where they did find bacteria that were decomposing the toxic stuff. Well, do some research on that and make a nice paper out of it. Take some of that bacteria, bring it to another area that's with the same contamination, spread it, document it, put it out there, get donations so that you can do this process all over the world. Let's clean up the world through natural means as much as possible. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.